But first, a few words from our sponsor. Hey guys, welcome or welcome back to Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity. I am your host, Haley Noel, and I'm joined by your co-host,
Abel Garvan.
And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about night routines and how to have like a nice self-care night. But first, Ava, how was your week and what was the spotlight of your week?
My week has been not too shabby so far. And spotlight of my week is definitely the bell pepper with cream cheese I'm eating at this very moment. So,
and Takis. And Takis. It looks so good. Haley. Huh?
How about your week?
Oh, wow. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My week was actually really good. And the spotlight of my week this week was that today we went for, like, we went and played tennis. And then we got sushi. And it was really fun. And the sushi was so good. So, yeah, that's the spotlight of my week. It might be kind of dumb, but whatever.
I went to sounds like fun to me.
Ava, do you have anything else that you want to share before we get on with the podcast? Oh, she's chewing.
Not really. You?
Well, yes. I'm kind of like trying to get into the fall vibes, and I'm kind of obsessed with pumpkin spice candles.
Way too obsessed, let me add. This woman.
I'm like really obsessed with pumpkin spice candles, and I've been like drinking pumpkin spice lattes like every day of the week.
She's so fancy.
They're just so good. Plus, like the fall vibes. And yeah, that's all I wanted to share. Oh, also, I'm sorry about last week. We missed last week. We were just both pretty busy and just didn't have a chance. Oh, she has a pumpkin spice candle too.
No, I do not. It is a smoked pumpkin candle.
Well, mine is pumpkin sugar and pumpkin spice things up, okay? What? That's what it's called. I'm not the one that named it.
That's a great name, Haley.
Oh, also, something really exciting that happened this week was that we got sponsored. I'm so excited.
We did get sponsored.
Like, you probably already heard the sponsorship at the beginning of the episode. So, yeah, that was really exciting for
okay,
us.
Okay, listen, we've already had a sponsorship. Mountain Man Incense was and always will be our first sponsorship.
Is that really the sponsorship that we want to have? Well, I guess yes, probably. Yes, yeah, okay.
That's the best sponsor we'll ever get.
But, like...
no offense to the sponsor we have right now.
Right. And, like... So we have like over 100 plays now, but when we got to 50, we could get sponsorships. It turns out I thought that we had to be 18 to get sponsorships, and I'm only 12, and Ava's only like 15. So I'm like, oh, that stinks. Like, you know, we won't be able to get sponsored. Well, then I get an email from Anchor, and they're like, we have a sponsor for you. And I'm like, what? So yeah, I guess I don't have to be 18 to get sponsored.
I guess not.
So that was very exciting. That's all I can say.
Indeed.
Okay, I guess are you drinking from an empty mug, Ava?
No, there's actually tea in it. See, a little bit.
Like a drop.
Yeah, just because I drank it all, okay?
The fact that she's still trying to drink it. I'm sorry. I just find that so funny. Okay. So, oh, also, I'm going to also, I'm sorry. We're kind of taking a long time on the intro today, but, also I'm adding, Q&As to the bottom of the episode, so you can find that on Spotify. So if you just like scroll down at the episode description, you can see the Q&A. And I'm just, so if you can fill that out, that'd be great, because I'm just gonna ask like if you guys have any episode recommendations or anything that you want us to talk about. So
yeah, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say it'd be kind of cool to see if some like anybody.
It would. Yeah, and then so I will also mention that at the end of the episode, but I just wanted to mention that right now. It'd be great if you guys could fill that out. Okay, I think it's only available on Spotify though. So we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. I think that Ava got offended when I said that she doesn't have anything in her teacups because she wanted to pause so then she could go get more tea. So, so night routines. So Ava, first of all, what does your night routine look like? Or like what? Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. When I'm feeling, you know, like fancy, sometimes I brush my teeth and wash my face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's only if I'm feeling fancy. If I am not feeling fancy, it only consists of me, you know, pretty much sleeping in the same clothes that I spent my rest of my day in. I just, you know.
Ava, that's disgusting. I'm sorry, but.
I just gotta jump in bed and boom, shakalaka.
Okay. Sometimes I take a shower, sometimes I take a bath, and I usually light some candles, you know, brush my teeth, and then I just, like, watch some TV, and then, like, change into my pajamas, and then go to bed.
Oh, you take a shower and bath.
What?
Who does that more than once a week? I mean, come on. We all lie to each other saying that we, like, shower every day or every other day. But no, I know in reality, most people shower, like, once a week. So, yeah.
Ava?
Yeah?
I think that's just you.
I don't think so.
You know what I really want to do? This is not, like, very... I mean, it's kind of related. I want to start reading again because, like, I got these books. And I was, like, into reading them for, like, a few days. And then I'm, like, getting lazy to read them now. And I want to start reading them, but I just don't know when I'm going to read them.
Okay, so I have been trying to get back into reading, too, because I kind of got lazy and stuff for a while. So I've been reading, like... articles on, like, I don't know, just, like, different kinds of, like, plants and animals, and I don't know, it's kind of fun to, like, read stuff that's, like, kind of teaching you in, like, a non-boring way. It's not, like, school teaching, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Oh, I just hit my foot. Oh. But yeah, I mean, if you read something that you're interested in, yeah, you're gonna enjoy more. But I got these two books, that I thought I would like. It was A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, and I forgot the title of the other one.
A Good Girl's Guide to Murder?
Well, it's not, like, about a good girl murdering someone. It's, like, in a murder investigation book. It's a pretty good book so far, but then I kind of stopped reading it, and I don't know why, and I'm kind of lazy to read it. But I want to start reading it, so I don't know what to do.
To me, it sounds like you're planning a murder, but okay.
Ava, I'm not planning a murder, promise.
I'm pretty sure you are.
But, yeah, so I guess, I mean, this is not, again, this is not really related to night routines and stuff, but, yeah, I guess, like, reading what you are interested in is way more fun than reading boring stuff. Like school.
I agree.
I just feel like maybe if I read, like, it'll feel more like I'm doing school than, like, fun. I don't know. But anyway, back to night routines.
Oh yeah.
I like to, like, like light some candles and like put on a face mask sometime. Like it's really calming. And just like watch your favorite show, you know. I feel like a lot of people already know this. But and also, oh my goodness, this is like I swear by this. Okay.
Let's talk about face masks for a second, please.
Okay.
Listen. Sometimes I feel fancy. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna go put on the face mask like a fancy person. And okay, I put on my face mask, then I get it all up in my hair. Well, not I get them all in my hair. I don't want to say it all up in my hair like I'm some gangster or whatever. Anyways, I get it all in my hair. I get it all in my hands, and then it starts to like dry in my hair. And then I'm like, okay, no, it's fine. And then I have less sensitive skin, so that starts burning my face. So
Ava, you're using a face mask that's sensitive to your skin, and you should change it over to a different face mask if it's burning your skin.
Okay, well, anyways, long story short, face masks usually make me break out, and I have, you know, beautiful, smooth skin. My skin's, like, flawless, you know?
No, you actually do, like, your skin is really smooth.
Oh, thank you, Haley. I was kind of just joking with
the face. Well, I'm not, okay? I'm not joking.
But anyways, when I wear face mask, I'm even more fimbly, so... I think a lot of people really enjoy them, so it's fine.
No, Ava, I think that the problem with it getting stuck in your hair is that you don't put your hair back.
Yeah, probably.
Just get a headband and put your hair back.
I need to have a headband first.
But I think that you should try to switch to a different face mask if it's burning your skin.
Probably.
But, I mean, I like face masks. I mean... I've been using this one, and it really works. Like, it, like, peels everything out. So, I don't know what it's called, but I would recommend it. Nobody can read my mind and know what it's called, but I would recommend it anyway.
I can read your mind, Haley. It's fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Eva.
You're welcome.
What else was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I swear by this, okay? Make a to-do list the night before. Make a to-do list at night. And then in the morning, you'll have everything you need to do and we'll have to make a to-do list then. It's just so genius. I'm just such a genius. No, I'm just kidding.
I think you're genius, Haley.
Oh, thank you, Ava. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But, like, I do this sometimes and it just helps my day so much. Like, in the morning, I just feel like, okay, I know what I have to do today and I know... that I'm gonna get it done. And then I can just cross everything off. So.
I think that's very wise, Haley.
And then, well, I know that a lot of people, like, if you have, like, sleeping problems, or if you have problems with sleep, you probably shouldn't, like, be watching TV. I think it was, like, an hour before you go to sleep. I don't have problems with my sleep, so I do watch TV, but I'm sorry. If it's because of the blue light, or it is because of the blue light why you can't watch TV, or why you shouldn't watch TV an hour before you go to bed. So get blue light glasses is something that I would recommend. Or just put on a night shift, and that would, I mean, that... will probably, or like the blue light wakes you up more, so that won't wake you up and it'll be easier to sleep.
Yes, I have also heard that. So my dad said like no bright lights before bed. Because like right before bed. Mm-hmm. Oh no, he didn't say that. He said that he didn't want us falling asleep to. He said that we can watch stuff before bed, but not to fall asleep to. Because a lot of times, I used to fall asleep to the TV running.
I cannot fall asleep to a TV running. That's all I can say.
I can't
do it. Like I used to be able to like fall asleep so easily. But now I just can't do it. I just can't fall asleep that easily.
Same here.
Huh?
I said same here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Also, go to bed at a reasonable time, because going to bed at, like, 2 a.m. can really mess up your sleep schedule. I mean, of course it can.
Really?
Right. Also, then, I mean, if you, of course, if you go to bed earlier, then you'll want to get up earlier. And, I mean, I feel like the earlier you get up and, like, if you go to bed earlier and then you get up earlier, it'll... You'll be ready to go to sleep the next night. You won't be like just awake in your bed for hours. If you know what I mean. I don't know if this is like on topic, but Ava, do you have any other tips that you have for night routines and like self care nights?
Don't sleep in the clothes that you wore that day.
Exactly. That's so disgusting. Also, brush your teeth. Just brush your teeth. It's so good for you.
I don't like brushing my teeth. It's like literally the most boringest activity on this planet.
Well, it's the boringest activity on the planet, but like it's good for you. So why don't you like just brush your teeth?
I do brush my teeth.
And do you want to have your little teeth, Ava?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I just, you know, I just feel like it's just such a stereotype to have, like, white teeth, you know? And, like, I think you should totally have yellow teeth because it's totally unique and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally unique. Yeah. Ava.
Yeah?
People want white teeth, not yellow teeth.
I know, I was joking, you.
I know you were joking, Ava. I know.
Gosh.
And I think everyone knows this, but just don't drink caffeine, guys. Just don't drink caffeine before you go to sleep, please. Just don't. Ava, don't drink Mountain Dew before you go to sleep and right when you get up, Ava. Don't drink so much Mountain Dew, Ava.
Listen, Mountain Dew is the only thing that keeps this little lady going, okay?
Ava, what about coffee and matcha?
That and green tea.
I'm so sorry, guys, that you have to hear us.
What's that?
Oh my goodness. I hope you guys are not like getting annoyed with us. I wonder if we like lost some people. From our stupidity.
They weren't the real ones, you know?
Right. Well, it's been like 17 minutes, so
that's
I think...
way too long, let's end this.
Okay, yeah, so we're gonna wrap it up now. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I feel like it went by really fast. Ava? Oh, she's frozen. Wait, hold on.
You paused for a second. What'd you say?
Okay, do you feel like this episode went by really fast?
I actually felt like it went by excruciatingly slow, if that's yeah.
Really?
No, it was fast.
I feel like it was really fast, but I hope that we had like some good solid stuff and tips in here that people that aren't, you know. But once again, guys, I hope you enjoy this episode. If you did, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and follow us on Spotify. Also, please answer the Q&A below this episode in the episode description. And because that would help a lot with like knowing what you guys want to hear and kind of just talking more about what you guys want to hear, and
yeah.
All right. We will try to get better at posting every week. So
we will not.
Yes, we will, Ava. Yes, we will. I'm sorry, that was probably really loud. I just went like straight into the mic, Ava, like this. Yes, we will.
I Haley got a really fancy podcast mic, by the way.
No, my dad did. And I'm using it, so.
Same thing.
Okay.
Let's kiss
indoors. All right, guys.
Look at my armpit
hair. We're still on the podcast. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Bye, guys. Ava, say bye.